Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and if you want to stream us online, you can do so anywhere in the world at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Mr. Steve Reburn. He's the site supervisor for the historic 1883 Stutzman County Courthouse. And Steve, welcome back to our show.
Thank you, Warren. Love being here.
Yeah, well, we love having you on. It's been a pleasure to have you on through the summer talking about the summer concert series, which continues, and we're going to be talking about the junior sheriff program we've talked about, and then we got a really special something that hasn't happened at the courthouse for quite some time we're going to mention, too, in there.
Yes.
So I think we kick it off first, Steve. That summer concert series, I think it's been going over very well at the courthouse. I think we've had three concerts there now, right?
Three concerts, and it's exceeded expectations.
Great, great.
We just about packed the courtroom, which holds 150 people, and twice. And the third concert was just under 80 people. So I think we did really well.
Yeah, definitely. And that was, I believe, Old Friends, right?
Old Friends was almost a packed house.
Almost a packed house.
Dr. Bratton was about 80.
Right. And in a courthouse that seats about 150, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is. And he gave a really good informative as well as musical presentation.
Well, and that's what I expect from Dr. Bratton, though.
Yes.
So excellent. So there's been three concerts at the courthouse, which has been renovated, and they're working on the courthouse as well, doing those renovations at the historic courthouse, which has continued to be open throughout the summer for tours. They've got those different programs happening, and the summer concert series, a great way and a great item that's been highlighting the courthouse and bringing people through the doors, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
We hope to have a lot of people from out of Jamestown come, and we're averaging about 25% from out of Jamestown. So that's pretty good. Some out-of-state people. I'd like to see more out-of-state people, but, you know, that it's okay.
It is, yeah. Feel free, of course, people in Jamestown who have not been there before want to check out the concerts as well. They can go there, but we're looking to get people from out of the area as well.
Yeah, so. I'd really like to broaden our guest visitation so that people from all over the upper Midwest are talking about the courthouse.
Absolutely. And what a beautiful courthouse it is. I've had the chance to go through, see some of those new renovations. The treasurer's office looks gorgeous. And I'm sure you've gotten the same comments on that, Steve.
Oh, yeah. That countertop and that long table or desk is just wonderful.
It is. Yeah.
Compared to what it looked like before.
You should see the before and afters, that's for sure. So, Steve, those concerts in the courthouse, they continue on August 5th with D.W. Grothy.
Yeah, D.W., I met him when I was out at Fort Buford. I was a site supervisor at Fort Buford. And D.W. came and put on a couple concerts for us. And then we started the Cowboy Poet Day in August. And he was a returning participant in that for, I don't know, probably 4 years.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And he is really entertaining. He writes his own music. He plays guitar. He cites poetry that he's written himself. And he has gone to the National Poetry Cowboy Poet in Elko, Nevada.
Wow.
And he's also been at Medora, the North Dakota Cowboy Poet Association.
And I believe, lovingly, you gave him the nickname W, right?
D-Dub.
D-Dub, that's what it was. I don't know where the W came from, but yeah, D-Dub, yeah. Excellent. And he's right out of North Dakota, Steve?
Actually, Bainville, which is just over the border from North Dakota.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like 10 miles, almost at the border of Montana, North Dakota.
Okay, excellent. So D.W. Grothy, August 5th. And again, these concerts at the courthouse, absolutely free for anybody who wants to come.
And we provide water and cookies.
Yes. So there you go. They're basically inviting you. They're giving you cookies and water. Reasons to get to the courthouse as, you know, to go along with the concerts as well. Steve Reburn, again, site supervisor at the historic 1883 Stutzman County Courthouse. So D.W. Grothy, August 5th. And then it looks like the concert series wraps up on August 25th.
Yes, that's our last concert for the summer. It's an old friend of mine, Joel Potosik from Oaks, and his cousin Isaac. So I lovingly call them Joel and Isaac. And they're going to perform Civil War music and Reconstruction music. Hmm. Joel and I are reenactors, Civil War reenactors together, and that's how I met Joel.
Excellent. Okay. Are we going to see Mr. Reedburn in his Civil War attire?
I don't believe so. I might come as the Stetson County Sheriff.
I like that. I like that. We'll talk to Sheriff Chad Kaiser about that one, too. Excellent. So it wraps up with Joel and Isaac August 25th. And again, all of those concerts free and open to anybody to go and check out. Highly encourage you to do that because the courthouse then closes for the summer for the rest of the year. I believe, was it after Labor Day?
Yes, after Labor Day.
Right.
We have opened for special occasions during that time we're officially closed.
Right.
We have done school tours. We have done Boy Scout tours. We had a group from Ireland that wanted to see the courthouse, and we opened it up for them, spent an afternoon with them. So.
Okay. Excellent. So make sure you have plans to get to the courthouse if you have not yet this summer. Again, those beautiful renovations and everything inside. We wanted to mention the Junior Sheriff Program too, Steve. Speaking about the sheriff.
Yes. The Junior Sheriff Program is designed for young people ages anywhere from 3 to 16. It has different levels of difficulty, and we have hidden little things all over the courthouse, mostly on the main floor, but we have our favorite dog, Bailiff. He's hidden in the courtroom, and you have to find him,
mm-hmm.
and that's a bonus.
Yeah.
So they have to know what the clerk of court does, what the auditor does, what the treasurer does. And then we ask them to find the roses that are in the auditor's office. And that is a theme throughout the courthouse, roses, because rose stained glass windows and all the doorknobs have roses on them. All the window poles have roses on them. And the press tin in the center is a rose.
Okay. All right. That's so the rose is kind of the overall kind of the highlight of everything in that.
Yes.
Okay.
And they are supposed to find a clock with no hands. There's a couple of pictures that shows clocks with no hands and seashells and just a fun thing. And then we have a jigsaw puzzle they can put together and a golden stamp. They can stamp their book with that. And upon completion, they come to me, mm-hmm. and I swear them in as junior sheriffs and give them a badge.
Which is so awesome. It's a great way to get those kids involved and another summer activity for them to do where they can also explore the history of the courthouse while they're doing it.
Yes.
So,
and a lot of good questions. It's amazing to me how they come up with the questions they come up with.
Which, I mean, kids are good at that. Some kids are really good at coming up with those questions. It's like, I never even thought about that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I had one young man that was running all over the courthouse looking for stuff. He'd run upstairs and he'd come downstairs.
Yeah.
And then he'd go in the basement and look. And then he'd run upstairs. I wish I had that energy.
Yeah, right. Me too. Some days I'm just like, what? I can't even go up those stairs right now. So, so check out the Junior Sheriff Program. That of course, is also free. Any kids that want to come in and do that too.
Yep. All they have to do is ask the site supervisor or anyone who is there
Perfect.
To help them. And we'll get them a book and get them a pencil, and they can start going through the courthouse.
And they're off and running with that. And then, Steve, while you were also here, pretty neat thing happening this Saturday at the courthouse that hasn't happened there for a long time.
Yes, we have a couple that are going to have their wedding in our courtroom, and they came and asked me about it early in the season, and I said, well, sure. And they said, well, how much does it cost? And I said, well, it's free. If you want to make a donation, that's up to you.
Yeah.
And so since 1982, when the county abandoned that courthouse, mm-hmm. there has not been a wedding at the courthouse since.
Wow.
So 36 some years.
Yeah. Yeah. Since there's been a wedding in that courthouse.
Yep. And we're going to use the courtroom, and it's going to be a regular service.
Not open to the public. This is
no.
We're just pointing out that this is a huge milestone for this newly renovated courthouse.
Yes, so. And that's part of the reason that we were trying to renovate it is we want it to be a historic building, mm-hmm. but we also want it to be a community center where people can come and have concerts and can have weddings and have meetings and
reunions.
Reunions.
Yeah.
You can even have mock trials or church service or whatever. We're open to anything.
Awesome. Excellent. So congratulations to that couple again. The first wedding in there since 1982. Those concerts again return on August 5th with DW Grothery and wrap up August 25th with Joel and Isaac and the Junior Sheriff program. Make sure you check that out too. Steve, if anybody has questions for you or they want to stop by, you want to give your hours and your contact information for our listeners?
Our hours are 10 to 5. Wednesday through Sunday, we are closed Monday and Tuesday. You can call the courthouse anytime, 10 to 5 on Wednesday through Sunday. The number is 252-1170, or they can email me at sreedburn, S-R-E-I-D-B-U-R-N, at nd.gov.
nd.gov. Excellent. So a lot of ways to get information if you're looking for it, but check out the historic 1883 Stutzman County Courthouse. Steve, anything else you want to add?
I don't believe so, Warren. Thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for joining us here on Let's Talk.